Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
As always, it's a great joy and privilege to be with you.
And
I bring you greetings from Jefferson Park Baptist Church. We pray for you often and thank God for your fellowship in the gospel. Now, I wrestled with what to preach on today. And I ultimately settled on sharing with you a message that I'm about to preach on at my own church.
最后决定呢，给你们讲一篇我将要在我们教会分享的信息。
We're just beginning a Wednesday night series on sins of the tongue.
我们星期三晚上开始了一个系列叫舌头的罪。
Sins like lying, gossip, flattery.
比如像说谎，八卦嚼舌头，还有奉承。
Boasting, quarreling, rashness.
吹嘘啊，争吵啊，粗鲁。
And the list could go on and on.
这个是一个很长的一个事情。
As James chapter 3 verse 2 tells us, this is an area that we all struggle in.
就像雅各书第三章第二节说的，这是一个我们经常要挣扎的事情。
He says, for we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body.
这里说，原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Jesus likewise emphasizes the importance of our tongues in Matthew chapter 12.
耶稣呢，在马太福音十二章的时候也讲到我们舌头的重要性。
He tells us that on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak.
他说，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话。 当审判的日子必要句句供出来。
And that by our words we will be justified, and by our words we will be condemned.
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
So in other words, our tongues alone are enough to reveal the righteousness or unrighteousness of our whole lives.
所以呢，我们讲的话呢，其实是反映出了我们的内心里面的公义和不公义，我们整个的生命。
And as we come to this subject today, I want to focus your attention specifically on the sin of lying.
所以今天呢，我们讲的这段经文呢，我特别要大家关注的是，关于说谎的罪。
And in particular, what we can learn from this story about Ananias and Sapphira.
所以特别呢，我们要从这个亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉的这个故事里面学到一个功课。
And we will pay specific attention to verse 4.
让我们对第四节要特别的注意。
Where Peter tells Ananias, you have not lied to man, but to God.
彼得对亚拿尼亚说，你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。Now,
there are three important lessons about lying I want to draw out from this.
所以今天呢，我要跟你们讲三个关于说谎的这个重要的点。And
the first is this, lying itself is sin.
第一个要点，说谎本身就是罪。Now,
to help you understand what I mean by that, I want you to imagine a situation.
来帮助大家理解这个问题，我要希望大家想象一下这样一个情景。Let's
say someone sold you a piece of jewelry, like a watch and or a necklace, and said it was made from pure gold.
所以呢，就假设说有一个人卖给你一个首饰，可能是一个金色的手表或者是一个项链，他说是纯金的。So
you pay a lot of money for it.
所以你花了好多钱把它买下来。But
then later you find out that it's fake, that you've been lied to.
后来呢，你发现原来是假的，他们是对你说谎。
Now, why was that lie wrong?
所以这个说谎的错误在哪里呢？
Well, you might say because this person cheated me out of money.
因为这个人骗了我的钱。You
know, it cost me, it hurt me.
因为这伤害了我，让我多花了好多钱。And
I'd certainly agree with that.
这个是我能够理解的。But
what if they'd sold it to you at a very cheap price?
但是如果他卖给你一个假表，但是也卖了很低的价钱呢？
You know, what if you would have bought it for that price, even if you knew it was fake?
或者说你就算知道它是假的，你也愿意买这个表，那怎么看呢？
So they didn't actually cheat you out of anything.
他其实没有骗你的什么东西。
Would it still be wrong?
那他说的谎就可以了吗？
In other words, was the problem just with the consequences of the lie?
所以我们说谎的问题是因为它的后果呢？
Or with misrepresenting the truth itself?
还是 说谎这个本身的问题，因为他把事实给扭曲了。
You know, a lot of people think lying is either bad or harmless depending on the consequences.
有不少人有这样的认为，觉得说谎是看情况，有的谎是有问题，有的谎不要紧。
For example, I looked up a magazine article by some sociologist or psychologist who said this.
所以，有一个杂志里面有一些心理学家或者社会学家讲了这样的事情。
If we lie to benefit other people, these are considered white lies.
所以，如果我们说谎是为了别人的好处的话，这是叫白色的谎言，善意的谎言。
Here's a good illustration.
这里有一个好的例子。
A student had a hard time his first week at college and told his parents he was doing well so they wouldn't worry.
所以有一个学生上大学第一个星期忙得要死，但是还是告诉他的爸爸妈妈他搞得不错，所以让他爸爸妈妈不用担心。
Scientists call these well-intended falsehoods pro-social lies.
科学家甚至关于这种谎叫做就是对社会有益的谎言。
These differ from anti-social lies.
这个跟反社会的谎言是不一样的。
Which are told for personal gain.
因为那些谎言呢，是为了得到个人的益处。
According to research, pro-social lies can actually build trust and a sense of benevolence between people.
根据研究说，这些优社会的谎言，其实是可以建立信任，甚至可以让人之间产生很多好感。
So on that logic, you know, what if I give you that?necklace and claim it's real gold.
所以如果那样逻辑的话，我给你一个金的假的金表，但是告诉你是金子的，来让你感到更有信心。
To boost your confidence.
让你的信心增加。
Or to make you feel like I really love you.
让你感到我真的是很爱你。
Does that make it a white lie?
这样的话，这是不是一个善意的谎言呢？
Does it matter that I misrepresented the truth itself?
这就是说我说这个谎还要不要紧呢？
Well, consider now the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
现在让我们来看一看亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉这个故事。
What exactly did they do wrong?
他们到底做错什么了呢？
They didn't steal from anyone.
他们没有从任何里面别人里偷东西啊。
Or harm anybody.
他们也没有伤害任何人。
In fact, they made a positive charitable contribution to the church.
从事实来看的话，他们是给教会捐了一笔钱。
They helped the poor.
他帮助了穷困的人。
And it's not like they were under any obligation to make this contribution.
而且他们不是有义务做这件事情。
Peter says in verse 4, while the land remained unsold, did it not remain your own?
彼得特地地说，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？
In other words, you didn't have to sell the land.
你其实不需要把这个地卖了。
You had every right to keep it for yourselves.
你把它留在身边是你自己的权利。
Then Peter continues, and after it was sold, was it not at your disposal?
然后彼得接着说，就是既然是卖了，价银不是你做主吗？
In other words, you could have given all the money.
你可以，所以你有选择，你可以给所有的钱。
You could have given some of the money.
也可以给一部分的钱。
You could have given none of the money.
你也可以不给钱。
You know, the fact that they gave some was actually going above and beyond what they were obligated to do.
所以他们给了一些钱的话，其实是远远超过他们的义务的。
But the one thing that's pointed out here that they did wrong is lie about it.
所以他们做的整个这件事情里面唯一的错误就是他们说谎。
They said they were giving the full amount that the land sold for when they really only gave part.
他们说是给了所有的钱，但实际上只给了一部分的钱。
And we see that explicitly in verse 8.
所以这个呢是在第八节里面讲的特别的清晰。
Peter says to Sapphira, tell me whether you sold the land for so much.
彼得对他说，你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？
And she said, yes, for so much.
就是这些。
And then Peter responds, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord?
所以彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
You see, the problem wasn't with the consequences of the lie.
所以他们说谎的话，其实是没有什么大的后果的。
It wasn't just their lie was a cover for other sins.
也不是说他们这个谎是为了掩饰别的罪。
The problem was with the lie itself.
所以他们的问题就是说谎这件事情本身。
Now, why did they tell this lie?
他们为什么要说这个谎呢？
Well, the text doesn't tell us directly, but we can surmise some things.
这里面没有直接讲，但是我们可以推测一下。
You know, was it greed?
他这是因为贪婪吗？
Well, yes, but not the greed of a thief.
是一种贪婪，但并不是那种偷窃的贪婪。
Because they actually gave money away.
你想想，哪有贪婪的人把钱给别人呢？
If all they wanted was money, they could have just kept it for themselves.
如果他们贪财的话，他们可以把钱留在自己身边。
Was it the desire to show off?
啊，他们是要炫耀什么吗？
Well, certainly they would have appeared very generous by offering this large sum of money to the church.
当然他们可以看起来比较慷慨，因为他们把钱给了教会。
They must have been among the few wealthy members of an otherwise poor church.
他们估计是在这个贫穷的教会里面当中少有的几个有钱的人。
And this act would have ingratiated many poor members to them.
他们这样做的话，不少贫穷的教会成员会感谢他们。
So perhaps that was the motivation in part.
也许这是一部分的他们的动机。
But the degree to which this act would have caused them to stand out is questionable, based on chapter 4, verse 34.
但是呢，他们这个事情的程度呢，好像是做这件事那个问题的程度呢，好像是可以要考量的。我们看第四章三十四节。
That tells us there was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them.And brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need.
内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价银拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。
So in other words, all the other wealthy people were making this kind of contribution.
所以呢，其他的有钱的人呢，也是在这样的给钱。
And to me, that raises a third possibility for why they lied.
所以这样呢，他们那个说谎呢，可能有第三个可能性。
Which is a kind of unspoken peer pressure.
可能是一个没有讲出来的同辈之间的压力。
Perhaps as they saw others making these generous contributions, and they saw the need of the poor.
所以呢，他们看到别人在给那个捐钱的时候，他们看到穷人的需要。
They thought to themselves, what will others think if we don't make a contribution?
他们开始思考，如果别人看到我们不捐献的话，别人会怎么想呢？
Will we be perceived as stingy or miserly?
让我们显得是比较吝啬。
But at the same time, they didn't actually want to give their money away, at least not all of it.
但是在他们的内心，他们其实并没有想把钱捐出去，至少没有想把所有的钱都捐出去。
So they came up with a solution.
所以他们自己琢磨出一个办法。
We'll just tell people that the land sold for less than it really had.
所以呢，我们就说个谎，告诉别人，就是这个田地卖的钱呢，只有这么多。
This way we protect our reputation.
这样呢，我们的名声可以保住。
We give a contribution to help the poor.
我们给一部分来帮助穷人。
And it's just a little white lie.
这是一个很善意的谎言。
A victimless crime.
啊，这是。没有什么受害者。
Something no one needs to know about.
没有人需要知道这个事情。
And the scary thing is, when we think about it, that's a lot like us.
这可怕的想啊，这个事情其实跟我们是非常相像的。
You see, we miss the point of the passage if we assume that Ananias and Sapphira must have had some especially diabolical motives for their lies.
所以说，我们如果以为亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉有什么很大的恶魔般的动机的话，我们就根本上错过了这个经文的意义。
We miss the point if we say, "Well, God struck them down because they were greedy."
说神把他们杀了，因为他们很贪婪。
Because they were proud.
因为他们很骄傲。
Because they were showboating.
因为他们想炫耀自己。
No, the text says that the sin for which they were struck down.Was the sin of lying itself.
所以这里经文讲的很简单，不是因为其他的那些额外的罪，而是就是说谎这个罪本身，他们被打死了。
Verse 3, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit?
所以在第三节，彼得问他，说为什么撒旦充满了你的心？
Verse 4, why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.
所以说，在第四节说，你为什么要这样做？你不是欺哄人，而是欺哄神了。
Verses 8 and 9, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. Yes, for so much. Why have you agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord?
所以在第八、第九节说，彼得问他，你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？他说，就是这些。彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？
There's no other sin mentioned here.
这里没有别的罪。
The only thing they did was a charitable deed.
从表面看的话，他们做的事情就是捐献了一些钱。
It was a lie that showed Satan had filled their hearts.
这个谎就说明撒旦充满了他们的心。
It was by lying that they put the Holy Spirit to the test.
因为说谎，他们把圣灵放在了试探的地位上。
And it was because of lying that they were struck down.
就是因为说谎，他们被杀了。
And what God is teaching us here is that because He is the God of truth,
这里神告诉我们的是，神是真理的神。
He demands truthfulness from us.
他要我们也是真实的来面对他。
He's the God who says, I am the truth.
神说，我就是真理。
My word is truth.
我的话都是真理。
I'm called faithful and true.
神是信实和真实的。
And it's the devil who's a liar by nature,And the father of lies.
而魔鬼是说谎的，他是谎言的父亲。
God's the one who created the world.
神创造了这个世界。
Who governs the world?
管理这个世界。
And knows his world exhaustively.
所以完完全全的知道这个世界。
Satan's the one who came along to try to deny reality as God established it.
所以呢，撒旦的那个工作就是要来诋毁神创造的这个事实。
To pervert and twist the truth.
来把真理来扭曲。
To undermine God.
来攻击神。
And when we lie, we follow in his footsteps.
当我们说谎的时候，我们就是追随魔鬼的脚步。
When we lie, we deny reality as God has established it.
所以当我们说谎的时候，我们就把神所创立的真理给扭曲了。
We tell the God who knows all things, I refuse to submit to your truth.
就是说我们对神是这样说，挑战的说，神啊，虽然你是创造所有这些真理，但是我拒绝来承认你的真理。
I want to manipulate reality to try to suit my own interests.
我要来调整这个事实，来让我自己来得到满足。
And we live as though God were as blind to the truth as the people were trying to deceive.
我们这样讲的时候，就好像神不能够看到他的真理一样的。
You see, this is why Peter tells Ananias when he lies that Satan has filled his heart.
这就是为什么彼得对亚拿尼亚说，撒旦已经充满了你的心。
This is why Peter tells Sapphira when she lies that she's testing the Spirit of the Lord.
这也是为什么后来彼得跟撒菲拉说，你是在试探圣灵。
Lying is an act of rebellion.
说谎是一个反叛。
It's shaking our fist at heaven and challenging God to do something about it.
所以看起来就像是我们对着天堂在挥舞着我们的拳头，在挑战神的权威。
So brothers and sisters, are we men and women of truth?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是诚实的人？
Do we consistently tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
我们是不是持续不断的只是讲述真理，只是真理，仅有真理？
Are you careful to be precise and accurate with your words?
你讲话的时候有没有特别的注意你讲话的精确性呢？
Or do you play fast and loose with the facts to serve your own interests?
或者你讲话的时候总是滑脚来满足你自己的愿望？
Can you say with the psalmist, I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law?
你敢不敢说 我痛恨谎言，我喜欢主你的律例？
Or do you tell yourself, oh, it was just a little white lie?
或者你会不会自己跟说，哎呀，这是一个善意的谎言而已。
It didn't harm anyone.
这其实没有什么伤害嘛。
Now, it would go beyond the scope of this sermon to try to answer questions like,
如果我们在这个经文之上再看这个事情的话，
Is it okay to lie when the Nazis ask, you know, where are the Jews you're hiding?
所以如果纳粹到你的家里来问你说你告诉我那个犹太人都藏在哪里的。
Were the Hebrew midwives justified in lying to Pharaoh?
所以希伯来的那些那个助产妇能不能对法老说谎说他们生的小孩在哪里。
Or is Rahab right to send the spies out another way?
所以还有妓女拉合把那个间谍送到另外的地方的时候他有没有说谎。
These are ethical dilemmas that we can wrestle with.
这些是一些非常困难的一些问题，我们要仔细的考虑。
But kind of like the question of, is it okay? When is it okay to kill someone?
这好像就变成这样一个问题，就是说，什么时候我们可以杀人？
Which you can't even begin to answer until you start with the foundation of the sanctity of life.
这样的问题，除非你追根到底讲生命的神圣性，你是无法回答的。
Well, similarly, we can't even begin to consider if there are any situations where lying could possibly be justified.
所以从这个理念来看的话，我们其实是没有办法来讲在任何一个环境下我们是可以说谎的。
If we don't begin from the foundation that God cares about the truth for its own sake.
因为如果我们知道神最关心的他的一个根基的问题就是要有真实。
It's not just the consequences of lying, it's the lie itself.
所以我们的关注点不是说说谎的后果，而是说谎是远离了真理。
And that should change our thinking for various situations in our lives.
所以这样的话就会改变我们很多的观感。
You know, when we think, for the sake of my own self-protection,
所以如果我们要自我保护的话，
I don't need to be honest with this person, because they'll just use it against me.
我就不要跟这个人诚实，因为否则他就会跟我有意见。
Or, you know, I'll tell this lie to make this person feel better. So what's the harm?
或者就可能会想，哎呀，我说个谎，让这个人感觉好一点，这有什么错的呢？
Or, you know, I'm going to fudge these numbers on my tax return.
还有说，要不我把这个税表的那边几个数字稍微改一下。
The government doesn't use my money well anyway.
反正政府用钱用的也不是很好。
You know, or, yes, I'd love to come to your event. I'll see you there.
或者说，哎呀，我真是很想到你那里去啊，去参加你的那个聚会。
But inside we're thinking, I don't really want to go, so I'm going to do something else instead.
其实心里想，我根本就不想去，所以只是嘴上说说而已。
Or because we feel embarrassed.
或者有时候我们感到比较尴尬。
We lie about what we said.
我们就说我们没有说那些说过的事情。
What we did.
我们没有做过我们做过的事情。
What we know?
不承认我们已经知道的事情。
Or other times we get angry.
有的时候我们就很愤怒。
You know, so we misrepresent someone but feel justified doing it.
我们就把别人说成他们本来不是的样子，来让我们觉得自己很有公义。
They're getting what they deserved.
而说他们就是应该是受这样的苦。
Or we construe situations very favorably to ourselves to try to win sympathy.
或者是我们就把一个整个的一个事情就编造成一个对我们自己很有利的一个说法。
Well, brethren, these things ought not be.
弟兄姐妹们，这样事情是不可以的。
We have been saved by the God of truth to be men and women of truth.
因为我们是被真理的神而拯救的，所以我们是有真理的一群人。
And we must not knowingly affirm anything that's contrary to fact.
所以我们不可以在任何的事情上说谎。
Now, of course, there's a time to say, I don't know.
所以在很多时候你可以说我不知道。
There's a time to be discreet and not tell someone what you do know.
当然说也有的时候出于谨慎，你不告诉别人你知道的事情。
There will be times when you have to pray for great wisdom in how to answer someone.
也有的时候你真是非一定要就是恒切祷告才能够知道求神给你智慧来回答别人的问题。
So it's not unnecessarily insulting, but it's still true.
所以的话，你跟他讲话的时候不会伤害他，但是你讲的还是真理。
There will be times you need to pray for wisdom and how to protect information that was shared with you in confidence.
也有的时候你真是要祷告，因为有些信息是有隐私、有隐秘性的。
Without lying when other people are asking you related questions.
但是当别人问你这个问题的时候，你还是不能说谎，但是又不能够说出来。
But at the end of the day, we as Christians must live out Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
所以我们作为基督徒的话，我们要活出以弗所书的第四章二十五节。
Which says, therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor.
所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话。
Because God cares about the truth itself.
因为神关心的是真理本身。
So we've seen number one that lying itself is sin.
所以第一点就是说，说谎本身就是罪。
Number two.
所以第二点。
Our lies are always against God.
我们说的谎都是冒犯神的。
Look again at verse 4 where Peter tells Ananias, "You have not lied to man, but to God."
所以在第四节，彼得对亚拿尼亚说，你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神了。
In other words, Ananias not only failed to realize the seriousness of lying, He failed to realize who he was lying to.
所以亚拿尼亚不仅是没有意识到他这个说谎的后果有多么的严重，他也没有能够认识到他说谎的对象到底是谁。
In he and Sapphira's minds, it was just between them and other people.
他跟撒菲拉想，他们说这个谎只是他跟人之间的一个问题。
They wanted to leverage the fact that they knew things that other people didn't.
他们想有些事情这些钱我们知道，别人是不知道的。
As a way of garnering their respect.
所以这样的话，他们就可以得到尊重，但是不会丢失所有的钱。
But the reality is that their lie.
但是真实的情况是他们在说谎。
And our lies. Their lie and our lies.
哦，还有我们的谎言也是这样。
And every other sin that we could ever commit.
不管是任何的别的罪，我们犯的罪。
Is committed against God and before the face of God.
所以我们所有的罪都是当着神的面冒犯神的。
I'm reminded of the story of David and Bathsheba.
所以我们来想一想大卫跟拔示巴的那个故事。
And the pains David took to conceal what he'd done.
你们想想大卫花了多少的心思来隐藏他的罪。
But even when it seems like David's gotten away with it.
好像看起来最后大卫好像混过去了。
The final verse of the chapter says, But the thing David had done displeased the Lord.
但是那一章的最后一节说，大卫所做的，神不喜悦。
It's a reminder that God saw and God knew.
所以说，虽然人不知道，神看到了，神也知道。
And when God finally exposes David's sin and brings him to repentance,
当神最终把大卫的罪显露出来的时候，让他悔改。
David prays in Psalm 51, Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.
大卫在诗篇51篇说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶。
David's acknowledging that all sin is done in the sight of God and is chiefly against God.
所以大卫认识到我们所有犯的罪都是在光天化日在神的面前犯的罪，而且这个犯罪的得罪的都是神他自己。
That's the first reason why Peter can tell Ananias, you've not sinned, you've not lied to man but to God.
所以彼得跟那亚拿尼亚说，你不是欺哄人，而是欺哄神了。
But there's something more to this.
但是还有更多的事情。
Because countless lies are told by countless people every day.
因为每天大家说了那么多的谎。
And God doesn't normally strike them dead.
好像神不是每一天把说谎的人都给打死了。
Now, why does God make such an example of them in this instance?
为什么在这个事情里面神会把他们击杀呢？
Well, it's reminiscent of another story in the Old Testament.
这让我们想一想在旧约里面的另外一个故事。
Just after the nation of Israel was constituted,
就是在以色列开始建国之后，
Aaron and his sons were consecrated as priests.
亚伦和他的儿子们呢会被圣洁奉献作为祭司。
And as such, they were invited to draw near to God.
所以呢因为他们是祭司他们就亲近神。
But two of Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu,
但是呢亚伦的两个儿子拿达跟亚户
did not respect God's holiness and offered profane fire before the Lord.
他们没有尊敬神的圣洁而是在神的面前献燔火。
And they were immediately consumed with fire and died.
他们马上就被火给烧死了。
And then Moses said to Aaron, This is what the Lord has said.
然后摩西就对亚伦说，这是耶和华所说。
By those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy, and before the people, I must be glorified.
我在亲近我的人中要显为圣，在众民面前我要得荣耀。
In other words, God struck down Nadab and Abihu not just for the act itself.
所以呢，神把他们两个人击杀，并不是为了他们本身。
But because they did so in the presence of God.
因为他们这样做是在神的面前做的。
They had been invited into a nearer, closer relationship to God.
因为他们被邀请到神的面前。
But with that, they were held to a higher standard.
因为这样的事情的话，他们就有更高的标准。
Well, in a similar way, when we come to the story of Ananias and Sapphira, bear in mind that the church has just been born.
所以在这个时候呢，我们要想到这件事情的背景，就是说在那个时候，教会刚刚被建立。
The gift of the Holy Spirit has just been given.
圣灵的那个洗礼刚刚的下来。
God is now inviting his people to come far nearer to him than any Old Testament priest ever could.
所以呢，这些人到了神的面前，他们跟神的距离的话，比旧约里面的任何的祭司都要近。
And yet, rather than respecting God's holiness,
在这种情况之下，不单不尊敬神的圣洁，
rather than appreciating that they were drawing near to the holy God,
没有能够想到这是多么大的恩典，能够到神的面前来。
Ananias and Sapphira came to present an offering in the church that was based on a lie.
所以亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉居然胆敢在这个教会里献上基于谎言的一个奉献。
This was profane fire, just like Nadab and Abihu.
这就像是拿达跟亚比户献上的那个燔火。
And you see, the point is when we sin or lie in connection with the worship of God.
当我们在敬拜神的时候有这种谎言的话，
We're disrespecting holy ground.
我们是在冒犯神的圣
洁。It's even more the case that we are lying not to men, but to God.
所以这更加是不是对人说谎，而是欺哄神。
Because we're doing it in his face.
因为我们是面对神的面还敢说谎。
So consider what this means for us at Members' meetings.
所以想一想，我们在教会开会员大会的时候
，Church services，
在我们教会的敬拜的时候
，Or any function of the church，
所以任何一次教会的工作的时候
，This is God's church，
这是神的教会
，It's God's worship，
这是对神的敬拜
，And that means He will take the sin committed here personally，
因为神的话会对这样犯的罪的话是特别的生气的。
And then more than that, consider what this means for you in your everyday life as a Christian.
这也要记得，让我们记得我们每一天呢，在作为一个基督徒的生活。
Because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为你的身体是圣灵的殿。
God has put His name on you, and you represent Him.
神把他的名放在你的身上，你是代表神的。
And so your lying or truth-telling, no matter where you go, doesn't just resound to your own reputation.
所以你在讲的每一句话，你说的每一个谎，不仅是关系到你自己的名誉，
but to God's.
而是神的声誉。
So once again, the point is when we lie, we do not lie merely to men, but to God.
所以我们要知道，我们说谎的时候，我们不仅仅是欺哄人，更重要的是欺哄神。
So we've seen number one that lying itself is sin, and number two, our lies are always against God.
所以第一点是说谎本身就是罪。第二，说谎冒犯的是神自己。
Now, thirdly and finally, this story teaches us that our lies will be exposed and punished.
第三点也是今天的最后一点，就是我们的谎言是一定会暴露出来，也会被惩罚的。
Now, as I've already said, there's something unique about Ananias and Sapphira being immediately struck down on the spot.
当然我刚才已经讲过了，这是一个比较特殊的一个情况，亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉马上就被神击杀了。
And I've argued that the point isn't that they were the worst liars in history.
这里讲的说并不是因为他们是这世界上最糟的说谎者。
That God was making an example of them for us.
而是神让他们给我们做出这样一个样子来。
You know, after Nadab and Abihu, many other priests also profaned God's holy places.
在拿达跟亚比户之后，也有不少的祭司冒犯了神的圣洁。
And most of them weren't immediately struck down.
不少也不是马上就死了。
But God struck them down right at the beginning of Israel's history, so that every priest would remember that He is a holy God.
但是神击杀了拿达跟亚比户，在以色列建国的初期的时候，所以在将来所有的祭司都会记得这件事情。
Well, similarly.Right at the beginning of the church, God strikes down Ananias and Sapphira so that every Christian may always remember the seriousness of lying to the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，同样来以此类推，神在教会建立的初期把亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉击杀，是让我们每一个基督徒都有这样的警醒，知道说谎是怎样的后果。
In other words, the last thing we should conclude from this passage is, well, we must be better than Ananias and Sapphira.
所以我们最后结论是我们要知道我们一定要比亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉要更小心。
Since God hasn't struck us down yet.
因为神现在还给我们一些机会。
No, the fact that God hasn't struck us down shows his patience and grace.
神没有把我们击杀，并不是说我们好在哪里，而是显明了神的恩典和耐心。
And the fact that he struck them down,
神把他们击杀的那个事情，
is meant to assure us that the day is coming when all lies will be exposed and punished as well.
也是给我们这样一个信心，总有一天，世上所有的谎言，神都是要审判的。
As Romans chapter 2 verse 16 says, the day is coming when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ.
就如罗马书第二章十六节说，就在神借耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子。
And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account.
所以在希伯来书第四章十三节写道，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
That means that every lie we've told.
所以呢，每一个谎呢都会被审判。
Even the ones we've used to justify ourselves in the eyes of men.
就算是我们要在希望能够把我们自己显得在人面前显得为公义的时候。
Will condemn us before God.
这些谎言都会让我们在神的面前受到诅咒。
And the Bible is clear that the penalty for death, for lying, is death.
所以我们要知道，谎言的后果就是死。
We see that quite vividly in the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
所以我们已经在这个亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的故事里面看到了。
And we see it in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, when John sees a vision of the end.
所以呢，我们在启示录的二十一章第八节的时候也看到，这时候约翰看到了那个末世的景况。
And he says, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
So this story about Ananias and Sapphira is in the Bible to warn us that a day of judgment is coming.
所以这一个关于亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉的故事写在圣经里是要警告我们审判的日子将要来到。
That our lies will be exposed and punished in the end.
我们的谎言一定会受到审判，一定会受到惩罚。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么办呢？
Well, two things.
有两件事情。
Number one, this is why we must trust in Christ for His grace.
第一件事情是我们要相信基督里面的恩典。
You know, if as you're hearing this message, the first place your mind goes is to point the finger at somebody else.
有些人，我在想，听到这段今天的经文的时候，马上想到就要想到是别人的错。
That's not a good sign.
这是一个很糟糕的事情。
We need to see our own sin.
这个经文的本意是要暴露出我们自己的罪行。
The fact is, all of us have lied.
因为我们每个人都说谎了。
God would be perfectly just and right to strike all of us down, just like He did Ananias and Sapphira.
所以神现在完全有他的权利，可以把我们现在所有的人都击杀在当地。
But in His great patience and grace, He's given us time to repent.
但是神因着他的恩典，因着他的耐心，给我们时间来悔改。
And while He holds out no assurance that liars will enter the kingdom of heaven,
他也告诉我们那个说谎的人是不能够进入天堂的。
He assures us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
但是神告诉我们，如果我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
That means we can confess our lies and receive forgiveness from God.
所以我们只要是坦诚承认自己的谎言，神就会饶恕我们。
And that's only because Jesus went to the cross.
这一切都是因为耶稣在十架上已经为我们
And as Isaiah chapter 53 verse 9 says.There was no deceit in his mouth.
所以在以赛亚书说，在神的话语里面是没有谎言的。
Praise God that the one who never lied died for liars like us.
感谢神，那个从来没有说谎的主，为着我们这些说谎的人受死。
And if you have not repented and trusted in Christ, you can do that today.
如果你还没有悔改，信靠主的话，今天你就可以悔改。
I hope in this message you feel the weight of your own sin.
我希望今天的这些经文能够让你感到你自己内心里面罪的重量。
And you will understand why we as Christians have all confessed that sin and run to Christ for forgiveness.
所以作为一个还没有信的人，你能够看到我们信主的人为什么要在神面前认我们的罪。
In his great love, he laid down his life so that sinners like us can live.
因为我们的主因着他的爱为我们放上了他的生命，所以让我们这些罪人而 从而可以得救。
And for those of us who are Christians,
对我们这些已经信主的人来说的话，
this should spur us on to keep trusting in God's grace.
这要激励我们更加来信任神的恩典。
This passage reminds us how desperately we need it.
也提醒我们我们有多么的需要神的恩典。
And it should fill us with joy to realize that God freely bestows it.
让我们的神心里面充满了喜乐，因为神白白的给我们他的救恩。
And that brings us to the second thing that we should do in response.
这就告诉我们，提到我们第二件我们要回应的事情。
Which is the fear.
啊，就是畏惧。
Look again at verse 5.
我们再看一看第五。
After Ananias fell down and breathed his last, it says, and great fear came upon all who heard of it.
啊，这里说全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
And then verses 10 and 11, after Sapphira dies, it says, and great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things.
啊，刚才读错了，不好意思。是，前面是听见的人都甚惧怕，后面说全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
That was God's intended effect for his church.
这是神要我们心里能够有的回应。
He wanted to strike fear in their hearts.
他要我们心里面充满了对他的畏惧。
Not the paralyzing fear that makes us run from God.
但这个说的并不是那种就是很恐惧要逃走的那种害怕。
But the kind of fear of the Lord that's the beginning of wisdom.
而是说敬畏神就是智慧的开端的那种畏惧。
The holy fear and reverence that causes us to strive for righteousness.
是因为凭着这种带有圣洁的畏惧，我们能够努力的向神的公义而行。
It causes us to come before God aware that He is holy.
让我们到神的面前来的时候，真的知道神他是圣洁的。
And that it is a sacred privilege to be in His presence.
这是多么大的一个特权，让我们能够在他的面前。
And it causes us to pray with the psalmist, "Search me, O God, and know my heart."
好，让我们就像在诗篇139篇说，鉴察我，知道我的内心。
Try me and know my thoughts.
啊，不好意思，等一下。前面是说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
And see if there is any grievous way in me.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
It's a prayer for God to show us our sin and help us.
我们要祷告求神用他的真理来显露出我们内心的罪恶，所以我们才可以悔改回到他的面前。
It's a fear that causes us to strive to be holy as God is holy.
这种畏惧产生的是一种努力要在神的面前成为圣洁的一种心思意念。
And especially to be men and women who put away falsehood.
特别是我们要把我们的谎言都放去。
And speak truth with our neighbors.
啊，彼此之间真是愿意来以真理来说话。
For the glory of God.
来以此来荣耀我们的神。
So may God give us all grace to do that.
愿神给我们恩典来做这些。
Amen. And let's pray.
Amen.
Holy Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们为你的话语感谢你。
This passage does indeed cause us to fear.
这段经文在我们的心里真是产生对你的敬畏。
And I pray that by your grace it would be a holy fear.
我祷告，我们愿意我们这种畏惧是圣洁的畏惧。
A fear that drives us to trust in the mercy of Christ.
这种敬畏让我们能够努力的来真是来感受出你的恩典。
To rejoice in the grace we've received through him.
啊，真是在你的在你的救恩当中充满了快乐。
And to strive for holiness and honesty.
啊，让我们真是努力啊，成为圣洁，成为诚实。
So that we might rightly represent you as your people.
所以我们真正能够在人前来代表你。
And so that we might reflect you as the God of truth.
所以呢，别人从我们身上就能看到神，你是真理的神。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
啊，我们凭耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.